This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I think I've mentioned this before. There's a thing that happens when we're putting this program together after something like the massacre in Uvalde happens, where we know there is a Marketplace story to cover, but honestly, the story itself, 21 people being killed, most of them kids, that story is so horrible that we don't want to be tone deaf, I guess. We want to be aware. Talked about that yesterday a little bit, that guns are a business and that we have to talk about that. And today, that these school shootings, and also the school shootings we don't hear about, they have real economic effects, and we have to talk about that, too. Hannes Schwandt is a health economist at Northwestern University who, along with his co-authors, studied the impact of gun violence at schools on survivors' economic lives. Professor, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's break this down then into two categories of effect, right, which you talk about in this paper, short-term and long-term. In the short-term, the first months and years after school violence, school shooting, what happens? What do you find?
So we find that students who witness shootings are more likely to be chronically absent and also be more likely to be held back in the grades for 2 years after the event. And what's important here is that the shootings that we study in the context of Texas actually are shootings that are not as deadly as the current mass shootings or other mass shootings that are, you know, receive a lot of publicity in the media. But we are looking at shootings that have not more than one death, and in some cases, no fatality at all. And we find that even though these are less deadly shootings, they have these very strong impacts on students who witness that shooting.
What I hear you saying then is that the mass shootings are terrible and have horrible lasting effects. The everyday gun violence in schools also has effects, even though we don't hear about them and we don't read about them that much.
Exactly. So we talked about the short run, but we also find we are able in our data to follow students over a longer time period. And we see long-term educational and economic negative impacts. So we see that, you know, students witnessing a shooting, they're less likely to graduate from high school, they're less likely to go to college. And once they enter the labor market, we find they're less likely to be employed, and they also have lower earnings in their mid-20s. That's like the oldest age that we can see them. And overall, you know, when we like make a calculation, like what do these earnings effects imply in terms of like lost lifetime income, right? Given that they seem to be very persistent, we calculate that over the course of a lifetime, the exposure to a shooting leads to a loss of almost $120,000 in lifetime income.
If you could get all 100 members of the United States Senate in a room, Professor, what would you tell them about your research and what might be best for the economic outcomes regarding gun violence in schools?
So I guess the first important aspect is that the current resources devoted to school shooting survivors, so those, you know, who have witnessed a school shooting, they're not sufficient to buffer against the educational economic losses. Mental health in general is very important for people's economic productivity. It's often more important actually than physical health. So that's one important issue. The other important issue is, of course, I mean, we have to try to prevent also, you know, mass shootings, of course, that's the very first priority. But even like the shootings that are less deadly, right, that might not even be really on the radar of the public debate, even those shootings can be very harmful.
So, look, speaking about mental health, actually, and I'm going to ask you a personal question here, and you can tell me to go pound sand if you want to. But you're a trained economist. You study human development and social policy, and you do this very difficult research. And I guess I wonder what your reaction was when you heard the news out of Uvalde, Texas the other day.
I think my first reaction is just like, you know, everybody, it's just like, regardless of the research that you're doing, it's just like speechless, right? Being speechless and being so horrified. And I have a 1.5-year-old myself now, just thinking that like your children could be in that situation, could be murdered, could witness the murder. I mean, it's just like leaves you speechless and so sad. And of course, you know, then you get requests like this ones from the media to talk about that. And I think that's, it's very difficult. And then of course, you know, at the same time, you think like, okay, we have been working on this because we think it is important and it is tragic and we need to analyze more what it actually means and, you know, and what are the full costs of those events, right? You know, to quantify the harms that are done and the damages and the scars left in those children.
Well, I appreciate you taking our call anyway, Professor. That's Hannes Schwandt. He's an assistant professor of human development, also social policy at Northwestern. Professor, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.